Episode 1047, How Gratitude Changes Your Brain.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you are ready for the holidays. It is Thanksgiving, and it is Wellness Wednesday. So why not talk about how gratitude changes your brain? We all need a pick-me-up in our life. And so let's start with gratitude. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, who would have thought that you could rewire your brain all due to how gratitude changes your brain? We all can agree that living a healthy lifestyle requires real food and intentional movement. Notice I didn't say you got to eat greens and you got to exercise, because that's a red flag for everybody. Who wants to do any of that? But real food and intentional movement sounds a little less stressful. So let's think about it that way. But if we want to elevate our lives even further, our thoughts matter just as much. The lens we look through can either increase our optimism, resulting in happier moments, regardless of our circumstances, or it can darken our days and cloud our judgment. Where are you living today? Are you living in a life of optimism, looking for the positive, looking at the brighter side, the glass half full and not empty? Or is it really cloudy and dark and gray? And all you see is, I can't do this. This isn't working for me. This hasn't worked for me. Where are you? And no, I don't want you to pick the happy medium. I'm kind of in between. I want you to say I'm here on the spectrum or I'm there. Studies and research support that gratitude physically changes your brain, dramatically reduces depression and anxiety, and increases willpower as hope within grows. Now, if all of the above is possible, sign me up. We all want to have happiness in our life. We want to feel joy. And joy doesn't come from how much money we have in our bank account. Joy doesn't come from our successes from our children. Joy doesn't come from winning things within our career and making marks that way as we move up the ladder. Joy comes from gratitude. So let's rewire the brain with gratitude. Science has discovered by expressing genuine gratitude, you can't make this up. Your heart knows the difference. So you have to be genuine with your gratitude. It can physically change your brain and increase activity within your brain. This has been proven. Okay, this is found in the anterior cortex and the medial prefrontal cortex. Again, I mean, why do we need research and studies to show something that, in my opinion, for many years has been practiced from biblical times to now, all through history, how gratitude, being grateful, opening a door for somebody, giving a compliment, saying thank you, really can make a shift in your life. If you really want to experiment with this, try to be a grouch. Do you remember Sesame Street, Oscar the Grouch? I mean, I'm not real big on greens, but he's a green grouch, right? And I like eating greens. I don't like watching him as a green little monster in a trash can. That just sounds horrible. Anyway, why they picked that color, I don't know. But regardless, we don't want to be Oscar the Grouch. But if you really want to experiment with this, try to be a grouch for a whole day. Now, if you're really going to do this, you better warn the people that you're going to be around. And if it involves you going to work, probably not a good time to practice being Oscar the Grouch. But you can play that. You can do that for one whole day. And document, write down how you feel, what you ate. You know, did you really feel inspired to go and clean the house or to, you know, go next door to your neighbors and just take them something or give them a message of concern, whatever it is. Write all of it down. Then on the flip side, go and be this positive, over energetic, I can see everything right lens. That's how I'm going to live today. And be that, I don't know, unicorn on a rainbow. That kind of sounds hopeful, doesn't it? I don't know why I picked that, but compared to Oscar the Grouch, a unicorn on a rainbow looks beautiful. So have those two visuals right now. You can go and experiment like that, or you can sit here and say, I'd much rather just maybe trust the studies here and maybe I'll pretend to listen in a little bit more. So hang in there with me because I really want you to understand how gratitude changes your brain and this affects your well-being. We don't talk about this much. We think of well-being and our health as being our food and exercise, but it is so much more. So by practicing gratitude, these areas of the brain will become stronger, and we all need to become stronger. Now, what they did was a study from Indian University was done with 43 people, and they suffered from anxiety or depression. Now, the researcher divided the groups, or I should say divided the people, the 43, into half. I don't know how that worked since there were 43, maybe one fell out. I'm not sure about that, but regardless, they divided the group basically in half, so kind of equals. So half were asked to write letters of gratitude to people in their lives for 20 minutes. So they did this for 3 times, so a period of 1 hour, and they went to counseling sessions. Then the other group just attended the counseling sessions. They didn't have to do any writing in reference to a gratitude exercise. Well, after the study was completed, those who performed the gratitude exercise not only felt more gratefulness 2 weeks after, which you're like, okay, yeah, I get that. That's no big deal, you know, compared to the control group. But it was months later, some of them up to 6 months later, that showed a gratitude-related brain activity in their scan. Now, this is profound. And if you want a dramatic, long-lasting shift like these people had, with just simply writing, it's time to flex your gratitude muscle. And that is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Flex your gratitude muscle to change your brain. Sounds simple, it is, but you gotta practice it. You gotta use it. It doesn't come easy, but it can become what? A habit once when you practice it. So let's break it down. Number one, you have to see the good. See the good. Change your lenses you look through. Have you ever put on glasses and you're like, whoa, things are just, oh, I can't really see them. And then you put on a different pair and you're like, oh my gosh, I can see every bit of the outline of the leaves that are like 2 miles away. They're just like so clear and crisp as if you could reach out and touch it. That's what you want to do. You want to see the good, even in the bad. A lot of us, though, see only the bad. I like to think of it as Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. And this is the original Wizard of Oz. And in that, you know, right at the beginning, they got, you know, she got caught up in the tornado. And when she was in the tornado, you saw the house and the cow floating by. And I don't remember what else. And Auntie and all of that, you know, happening, swirling around. In our lives, negativity swirls around like that. And we can see it faster when chaos is about, you know, around us all the time. It just stands out. But goodness, it's hidden. And we have to work harder to find that. So in this, yes, it's going to be a challenge, but you can see the good even in your tornadoes of life. So change your lenses. Number two, speak the good. Positive words create positive thoughts. If you're always thinking negative, well, what's going to come out? Negative. You only see the glass half empty. Your life is going to be half empty because you can't get past that. So speak the good, positive words. You know, one thing you can do within just daily exercise right now, starting today, when you're done listening to this episode, I want you to listen to what you're saying. Listen to the words that you're saying. What words do you repeat on a daily basis throughout your hours of the day? And you only, you know, you could do it for an hour, or you could do it, well, I'm at work and I'll focus on that. Or when I'm in conversation and talking to people, I'll really think and listen. Most of us just talk off the cuff. We don't think about it. Now, I know when I've come on here and I'll say, you know what? I'm going to do this unedited. When I do a cut that's unedited, then that means I'm not going back going, oh, I said an here too much. And, oh, I kind of messed up this word and I didn't enunciate it just right. We want to cut those out. But in real life, we can't edit what we say. And what we say sticks with us. So you have to speak the good. And number three, write the good. This is what seals the deal. You know, you can't buy a house until you sign your, you know, life away on the contract of like 250 pages long. You're just sign here, sign here, sign here. That seals the deal. Doesn't matter that you have all the money. You could go in there and pay cash, but until you sign it, it doesn't seal the deal. Same with your brain. You have to write the good. That connects the brain and the heart. Some of us are great at seeing the good and speaking the good, but we lack writing the good. We miss out. And so we're not sealing the deal. It takes all three. So guess what? I want you to get your joy jar out. Yes, it's time for the joy jar. You know me, I love the joy jar. And you can do the joy jar in so many different ways. And because it's the holidays, I want to give you a new and fresh idea. I want you to decorate it for the season. Now, you don't have to use an actual physical jar that you put things in. It doesn't have to be small like pennies. You can use a beautiful decorative bowl. Maybe you have a snowman heirloom that you lay, you know, you sit out maybe on your dining room table or your living room table. You have it displayed somewhere. Maybe it's on your kitchen island. And you can have this beautiful bowl there. And then I want you to get some ornaments. Now, if you have children, I would recommend the plastic ornaments. You can buy them at the dollar store, or you can maybe upgrade just a few extra dollars and get, you know, maybe ones that glitter a little bit more. But you want to have a smooth surface because you're going to write on these with a permanent marker. I like to use Sharpies. You can use colorful ones. The kids can decorate them. Now, if it's just you and your spouse and you want to go a little bit wow, wow, then you can get some gorgeous glass ornaments. And I would recommend, now this is my decorating little tip here, but it's, you know, I won't go into it for a long detail. You know, that's for another episode. But pick an odd number. So like have 3 bulbs, 5 bulbs, 11 bulbs. You want it, or your ornaments, whatever they are, you want to have an odd number. It just, it sits better and prettier. That's just a decorating thing. You can ask the experts. They say always decorate and place things in your odd numbers. So once when you have your ornaments, what you want to do is you can place them in the bowl. And I know that for us at Thanksgiving, when we get together as a family, when everybody's coming in to the house, we're beginning our celebration. It's Happy Thanksgiving. So great to see you. I'm glad you're here. And then we eat once, maybe twice, maybe 3 times, and our bellies are full. But before the end of the day, we all gather together around the piano and we sing Christmas carols. That is the start of the Christmas season for us. And so as our family walks out the door, we're saying Merry Christmas. It's just our way. It's something different. Well, you can do the same thing here. You can have your ornaments ready. You have enough time today. Run to the dollar store, or better yet, you may have some old ornaments that you're no longer using on your Christmas tree. Go grab them out of the storage. I'm all into recycling and reusing. Let's do that. So grab those ornaments and have them out. All you need is a Sharpie. And if you're a mom, you've got like 100 Sharpies hiding somewhere in the house. I have one in my purse that I carry. So grab that permanent marker. And sometime during your Thanksgiving holiday, take a moment and say, you know what? Here, one for each person. And you just write down one thing. And then as things happen during the Christmas season, during your holiday season, you can come and add to that. It's your different, you know, twist on the joy jar. Now, yes, you can do it the traditional way if you want. Decorate each individual jar. You can have one jar for each, you know, person in your family. But for me, that would be a lot of jars sitting on my counter. So I don't want to clutter too much. So I tend to use bigger items. And so the ornaments are something fun. And kids absolutely love them. And also, guess what? You can save them. You can mark on there 2017. And then next year when you get them out, you can read them during Thanksgiving. And then you can put those away or put them in a special place. Maybe hang them on your tree. You know, maybe you have a tree that has your children's ornaments and all that they've made and displayed, and you really don't want that in your main room, well, maybe that's where you put them. Wherever you want them, you place them, and then you start another one. And as the years pass, you have these incredible memories that encapsulate your joy, your happiness. You see it, you speak it, you write it, you become it. Keep in mind, it's not happy people who are thankful. It's thankful people who are happy. Now, I want to support you in what you want to accomplish in your life. And this is not easy stuff to implement. Yes, it's simple. That's why we call it the KISSES, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions. It's stuff that is somewhat common sense, but not common practice. And so you can take this information and apply it in your life. But sometimes you need that accountability. You need that support. I want to be there to help kick it off for you. So click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. I have a gratitude gift for you, and that is a free coaching call with me. There's no dimes or pennies or nickels or quarters or dollars that will be spent. It's just your time with me, my gift to you. A little form will pop up. You can fill that out and we will get you scheduled for a coaching call. Let's fill up your joy jar. Let's begin to change your brain as you flex your gratitude muscle. Now, I know this may seem maybe somewhat elementary, but there's something about when you create your now and you allow God to infuse the blessings that he has given you, because we tend to forget that. I mean, really think back over the last week. Just go back 1 week. How many blessings happened within that 1 week? Oh, I'm sure there were a lot of tornadoes too. Probably little ups and downs. You probably yelled a few times, probably got mad at your spouse. There's probably some tension somewhere in the room with someone. Maybe you got mad at your best friend. Maybe you even got mad at the puppy dog. Who can get mad at the puppy dog? But it's called life and it happens. But within all of that chaos called life, there are blessings. There are blessings that God has infused in your life. And it's about time that you begin to flex your gratitude muscle to change your brain, to change the world. Fill your day with gratitude. Live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.